Esther.
Is everything all right, James? You sound like you've just come in from the rain.
I've just run up the stairs.
Oh, okay, right.
The Wooden Mountain to record Fordshire.
This is a little nap. Oh,
that would be a good idea.
Are we moving into an ASMR area where people already do listen to this to go to sleep?
They do. Wake up, Snorfolk.
In spite of my objections.
Good night, Snorfolk.
Is that a callback to last week's episode that we recorded 2 minutes ago? So it seems quite fresh to us.
Yes. Right, Alistair, first things first. This is a minisode, so this will broadly be an advertisement.
It's a little plug.
For us.
For us.
For our live shows. But I've also got a little story. So if you, the law folk, can sit through us reminding you to come see us live, there's a special treat in it for you.
There's a little treat. So just,
there is a little treat.
Just demonstrate that you can be grown up about this.
Yes.
And you can have a story.
We are doing a live show at the Bill Murray in London on the 17th of September.
In London's glittering night? London.
2023. At 6:30 p.m. So find the tickets there and come see us. That'll be lovely. We're looking into doing some live streaming for those that cannot make it to London. And we'll keep you posted on all of that sort of stuff. Are we doing another gig, Alistair?
We are indeed.
Yes, we
are. On All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows.
The 31st of October.
October. 2023. Thank you.
As part of the Cheerful Earful Podcast Festival.
That's the right
in
one.
In Balham's Glittering Balham in South London.
And that will be extra spooky.
Will it?
Yeah. I'm looking up stories at the minute. And I've got a few nice stories on the boil. I've bought two books by Christ in a Hole. It's Christina Hole.
Oh, she's great.
She is great. And I've got a couple of books by
her.
We
love friend of the show, Christ in a Hole.
It's Christina Hole. But I was also checking out a classic tome, Haunted Houses, by Charles G. Harper.
Oh, Chucky Harps.
There's a whole chapter on poltergeists.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about the polter gentleman.
Well, I've got a little soups on. There's a little treat for everyone for sitting through those adverts. Please buy tickets.
Thank you, because it was awful. It was so boring, James.
Please buy tickets and come and see us. It'll be really embarrassing if you didn't.
And maybe if you do.
Oh, yeah. I want to tell you about a little something that happened in Solden in Oxfordshire. It's a little village. This is back in the year of our Lord, 1706.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember it well.
I think I've got the exact date here. So it's reported in a bunch of places, and there was even a pamph produced.
A full pamph, wow.
A full pamph. On the 21st of July, 1706, the Reverend Mr. Shaw, not really too sure about the naming convention there, but that seems to be what he's referred to as. The Reverend Mr. Shaw, he was the rector of Solden Church, and he used to be a fellow of St. John's. Well, he was still a fellow of St. John's College, Cambridge, and I think he used to lecture there. So he's kind of well-known, well-respected,
mm-hmm.
both a university guy and a church guy. So, you know, yeah. He could countersign your passport photo.
Sounds like an upstanding member of the community to me.
Exactly. And he was sat in his library, and there appeared in front of him Mr. Naylor. So far, so two men in a library.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of those men, Mr. Naylor, had died 5 years previously.
Ooh.
Yeah, not what was expected.
Now it's a ghost story.
Now it's a ghost story. And according to the rector, he was not that scared.
No, he's not even that scared, yeah. Yeah. Not bothered, yeah. What?
Yeah, ghost appeared, wasn't even bothered.
Yeah, what? What do you want?
Yeah. The first was him being dismissive. The second one was he was taking some snuff. And the ghost just sat down and started chatting. And the man and the ghost talked for an hour and a half about this and that. Doesn't appear to be meticulously detailed what they talked about for an hour and a half.
I would say that's extraordinarily vague.
Yeah.
It came to me with a message from the other side. What was it? Oh, just general stuff.
You know, bits and bobs.
Yeah. Just chat. Just bloke stuff. Probably all about how to put up a shelf. That's another callback to last week's episode that we recorded 5 minutes ago.
at the shelf that you put up 7 minutes ago.
Yep, slightly before.
The ghost did inform Mr. Shaw that he was going to die soon.
Oh!
And he was kind of there as an apparition. So, you know, some stuff of note was talked about.
But while I'm here, let's dish.
Spill the tea, Mr. Naylor. Sure, in the end, Shaw wanted to ask the ghost how he was doing, but he felt it seemed like a bit of a rude question. So we sort of saved it towards the end.
Still dead, I owe.
So how are things, apart from the being dead stuff?
Skip over that.
And the ghost said that he missed his old college friends, but would be seeing some of them soon enough.
Oh.
Which is very grave humour. A Mr. Arthur Orchard, who is an acquaintance of both of them, would be joining them soon.
A Mr. Arthur Orchard.
Arthur Orchard would be joining them soon. And you, added the ghost cheerfully, not long after.
Ah.
Which is, oh, yeah.
What I would do in that situation would be to make sure that I kept Arthur Orchard alive.
Ah.
Because as long as he was alive, I was safe. In fact, as long as he was alive, I was immortal.
Yes.
So as long as I knew he was alive, I could not die.
Do whatever you want.
I would use that to my advantage.
But messages take a little longer to get around in those days. And it would probably be like, oh, sorry, Arthur Orchard Senior. I was talking about Arthur Orchard Junior.
Yeah, I'd be bound to get caught out by something like that, yeah.
Yeah. He asked if the ghost could stay a little while or he could visit him again. He said, no, he's only got 3 days and he's got a few people to go and see, presumably to just, you know, hang out with. And
yeah, it's sort of really ruined their evening.
And he disappeared.
Is that the end of the story?
Well, the next day, Shaw made his will and 2 days later died.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
What a low-key haunting.
Yeah. It's all very...
Very, very, very English.
Very, yeah, very English, very undersold.
Civilized.
Took tea with a ghost. You know, we kept the conversation light. No no politics or religion, of course. And
ghosts in films are always like, join us. Whereas that one was like, well, you will eventually.
I'll be seeing you soon.
No rush. See you soon.
I kind of like the sort of wisecracking-y ghost vibe. Where they're like, yeah, well, I do miss my friends, but going to be seeing a few more of them soon enough.
A few of them soon.
You know what I mean?
And we will be seeing you soon, listener.
Yes.
If you come to the live show.
Yes.
And you will not die. But I don't, just to be clear, you are not immortal until then.
Well, yeah, we're not allowed to make you immortal.
We can't do that.
No, we are bound by the laws of physics and decency. But yes, please do join us where we will talk for an hour and a half. But, you know, this and that.
Yeah, it's just stuff.
Bits and bobs.
Just general catch-up stuff.
Mm.
It's going to be thrilling.
Mm. Join us.
Join.